We continue our learning with Nishmas Davi Ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov Bepidichov to Leo and Meila Perakei Mishnah Beis Nehne Bechachatzi Pruta Upagam Bechachatzi Pruta. Here you have a case we spoke about pagam previously about certain items that you don't violate Meila unless you get hana for a shavet pruta and you damage it or you cause wear and tear. It depreciates a minimum of shavet pruta, assuming the item is something that is subject to pagam according to one opinion at least. So here you have someone who got hana. No, a half a pruta of hana, which is not enough to violate me'ila, and a half a pruta of pagam, and it depreciated half a pruta. So that's not enough to be chayav for me'ila, because you need, those don't join together. So let's say a person was wearing a beged of hekdesh, and he got a half a pruta worth of hana. That's what would person pay to wear that for a few minutes. And because he wore it, so there was a little pagam. How much a half a pruta worth? So that's not the me'ila. O shenen b'shaver pruta b'davar echad, u pagam b'shaver pruta b'davar acher. Or there was a davar hanif, something that was subject to pagam, and he got a full shava pruta worth hana from that item, but he wasn't pogim in that item. He was pogim a shava pruta in another item. Now, how would you pogim a shava pruta in another item without getting hana? So let's say there was a cup. Let's say you have a drink that was hekdesh, and you poured it on the floor. So that's complete pagam, and there's no hana at all. So here you had a full shavar pruta on one item, but that item needed there was a beged. Let's say it needed pagam as well. So the fact that you just got a full shavar pruta of hana is not sufficient. You have to be pogim in a shavar pruta. Instead, you would pogim another item a shavar pruta. So in these cases, says the Mishnah, harei zelo mal. You don't violate Mila. Ad she yehane b'shaver pruta v'yifkom b'shaver pruta b'davar echad. Until you're going to get both the shaver pruta hana and the pagam depreciating and the wear and tear of shaver pruta on the same item. Where do we learn this from? So it says regarding Mila v'ayikra hey v'chata'a bishgaga. And regarding Truma in Bamimba Yud Ches, it says, Velo Sisu Alav Chet. So we have the word Chet Chata regarding Me'ila and the word Chet regarding Truma. And we know when it comes to Truma, which if you get Hana from Truma, you have to pay the Kohanim back, the family of Kohanim back. But when it's Truma, so Truma by definition is food. So what are you doing? You're eating Truma. So how does it work? You're getting Ha, or there's a fuel of Truma, let's say, oil. The pagam and the hana happen simultaneously. So just like when it comes to truma, no doubt there's both hana and pagima together. The pagima happens through your hana. So to the chait that's written by Me'ila, it has to be with the pagam and the hana happens in the same item that you are using. Perek hey Mishnah Gimel. Ein moel achar moel b'mekdashin. There is no violation of Me'ila. Once Me'ila has been violated on a particular item, so someone else who now comes and gets hana from the same item, there will not be a violation of Me'ila. Ella, but a lot of exceptions, of important exceptions. Ella behema, which is assuming it's an animal that's kachim is beach, has no mum to be brought as a carbon. Ukli shares, and the service vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, getting hana from those. These both have inherent kedusha, kedusha saguf, and therefore their kedusha does not become profane, is not removed, is not released after hana is received from those items. So therefore there is moel achar moel. So when the Mishnah says ein moel achar moel b'mukdashin, that's let's say kotche betek habayis, where we say once a person gets hana from it, so now it loses its kedusha. So if someone comes along afterwards to get hana from it, shavet pruta worth, there's no violation of me'ila because it's been removed from its kedusha. Not true when it comes to kachay with this kedusha saguf. So that's what the Mishnah is saying now. It gives the example of this. Ketzad, rochav al gabi behema. And there was an animal that was designated as a karba. So Ruvain rode on that animal. Ubachaver v'rochav, and now Shimon comes and rides on the same animal after Ruvain. So Ruvain got a shavet pruta worth of hana from it. And now Shimon did as well, ubachaveru v'rachav, and now Levi comes along. In all of these cases, there is milach ha-me'ila, because this is an animal that has kedusha saguf. Shasa b'koshel zav, so this is a kli sharis, and a person drank using the kli sharis, one of the 93 service vessels, the Beis HaMikdash, he uses one of them and he drinks out of it. That's getting hana from that's Me'ila. Uba chaver shrasa. And then so Reuven did it, and now Shimon came and did the same thing. Uba chaver shrasa. Now Levi came and drank from that cup. Or talash hachatas, another example. You have a korban chatas. Obviously, that's holy. That's kedushas aguf. Someone plucked off some of the wool. We have this example. Uba chaver v'talash. Someone else plucked off some of the wool. V'chaver v'talash kulo malu. They all violate meila. There is meila achar meila by kedushas aguf. But items where the kedushas damin, only that their financial value was your maktis to the Beis Hamikdash, like kochei beit hakabayis, since they are omed for pidyon, they're subject to redemption. So, and that's what we normally do with them. So once you violate meila, you use them, they're yotzei lechulin, and there's no meila afterwards. So that's what the Mishnah meant in its first statement, Eimo lachamol b'muktashin, that's regarding kachay b'dekabayis. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe has a different opinion. Kol she'ein lo pinyon, yesh bo moel achar moel. Now, this sounds like Rebbe is basically saying what we said. What did Rebbe say? Kol she'ein lo pinyon, something that you're not able to redeem, let's say kedushas haguf, right, with the behema, the klishares, there is mi'ilachar mi'ilah. So, sounds like he's saying basically what we said regarding kedushas haguf. So the Gemara says, no, Rebbe comes to add one thing. A person who donates etzim wood to the Mizbeach, he believes, if you look at Menachos, Daf Kuvav, he believes that that has the status of a korban. Etzim have the status, donation of etzim of wood for the Mizbeach has the status of a korban itself, according to Rebbe. And therefore, they don't have pidyon. So according to Rebbe, if someone donated wood to the Mizbeach, that has the status of a korban, and that's like kedushas haguf. It's not subject to pidyon, to be redemption. Therefore, there is moel achar moel. Person who got hana from it, shavaputa, and then someone else came along. The second one violates mila as well. The Tana Kama doesn't agree with Rebbe, who holds that wood does not have the status of a korban when it's donated, so that there is that wood, therefore it has kedushas damim, would say that once one person got hana from it, it's a yotzei lechulin, it is subject to pidyon, and therefore mi'ila will no longer apply, and that's the Machlokas Rebbe and the Tana Kama. There is another way to understand the opinion of Rebbe, that when Rebbe says, yesh moel achar moel, anything that doesn't have pidyon, there is mi'ila after mi'ila, the second person will violate mi'ila as well, what he's speaking about are kachay mizbeach, tamimim, meaning he's not talking about wood. He's talking about animals, according to this opinion. And it was an animal that was has no blemish to begin with. And it was designated as the carbon. And then it developed a mum. And a person shechted. Now, what are you supposed to do with that animal? You're supposed to redeem it. But a person shechted before even redeeming it. So Rebbe says, well, since the animal has been shechted, you basically can't, in effect, you can't do pinyon anymore. Because an animal needs to do pinyon, it needs what we call ha'amada v'ha'aracha. We've mentioned this in Erchot. The animal has to stand up and you have to appraise it. But it's shechted now. So since it has no pidyon and it has to be buried, so anything that doesn't have pidyon, there is the halach of moel achar moel. So here is what Rebbe is coming to be mechadish to us is, I can create a scenario where it's kachim mizbeach, where it became a baal mum, and so therefore it has a baal mum, so then Tana Kama would say there's pidyon, and therefore there is no moel achar moel, because it's subject to pidyon, and one person violates mila, the other person will not, it's yosei lechulin. Rebbe says, no, not this case, because there's no pidyon here, because you can't do a hamada b'haracha on an animal that was already shechted. I know it has a mum, but it's not subject to pidyon. Therefore, according to him, there will be mi'ila achar mi'ila. Of course, the Tana Kama holds that no, you can redeem them. You don't need Hamad of Aharacha. This is Kedushas Damim, and it's Kedushas Damim. It is subject to pidyon, and therefore there is no Me'ila Achar Me'ila when in this particular case.